Yo, cut the music, man. Cut the music. Yo, cut the music. Cut it. Yo, y'all watching me right now on the video? Listen, man. We are live on the air. You fake church gangsters.
Can't stop. It's about to get hot, real hot, real hot.
There have been several reports of fires being started in the Bronx area of New York City. The fire marshals reportedly have a lead as to who the suspect might be.
Don't waste your time on the FM dial. You're connected.
Your attention on the main floor.
Give me that fire.
Please secure all loose articles and refrain from sitting down.
Give me that flame.
You may feel a sudden rise in temperature.
Cause I'm a man on fire.
And an urge to move vigorously.
I think I'm on fire.
This is normal. Because it's about to get hot.
The time has come for America to hear the truth.
Okay.
Yeah. We are
live
on the air. You fake church gangsters. Listen, man. Big shout out to all of my crackheads and dope fiends that are addicted to Hollerfest Radio. And a shout out to all my haters. You know I love ya. Listen, man, this is your boy, man, Pastor Alexander Pagani, a.k.a. Preach That Fire. And I'm here with my host,
Sister Shorty Blake. Actually, I'm glad you put the echo, because if you didn't, I was going to complain. You know that, right? I guess you read my mind.
Yeah. Anyway, listen.
Don't buy my yeah.
We got a good show lined up for you, y'all. We got a good show lined up for you, man. We back on that stuff again, Sister Shorty Blaze. We back on that stuff again. Today, we're going to be preaching a good topic, having a powwow about it. You know, I've been putting it on blast out there in Facebook, Twitter, the MySpace. We're going to be talking about, you know, Calvinists and Pentecostals. Does it affect holy hip-hop, vice versa, Pentecostals and Calvinists? Is it affecting the way we view each other's ministry and music? We're going to have real talk, healthy dialogue, no bashing, no craziness, no controversy, just straight good talk. You know what I'm saying? And we want to hear your thoughts. So we're going to be taking live calls a little bit later, Sister Shorty Blaze.
Are we?
Yeah, we're going to take some live calls. We want to hear your thoughts on it. And then we're going to... Then I got this book right here. You see this book? They see this book, y'all? We're going to see what scripture has to say about it. What you think, Sister Blaze?
I think that sounds good. Actually, I wanted to take the time to thank everyone that listened to my first show.
Yeah, she did the first show. When was it? Tuesday?
Yeah, it was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. Sister Shorty Blaze did her show with Kid Mangu. So big shout out to them. We are live right now, simultaneously in three locations.
Three?
Yeah.
Which is the third?
We are livestream.com.
Uh-huh.
And we are on hollerfestradio.tv.
Mm-hmm.
And we are on thesouth.com.
Ah.
Three locations, simultaneously broadcasting. We blowing up, y'all, and we give Jesus all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise for all that he is doing. Without him, we would be nothing.
Oh, you almost made me want to sing that song.
What song?
It makes me want to shout.
Hallelujah.
Okay, no.
Thank you,
no,
Jesus.
No. I said I was going to sing it. Not you, me.
Okay. Anyway, listen, man. In case you haven't noticed, me and Sister Shorty Blaze, we are a married couple. We've been married how long?
Actually, it's going to be 9 years.
9 years. 9 years we've been together.
The 30th of this month.
Yes.
Which actually, my birthday is on the same month. It's
27th.
The 27th.
All right. We've been married 9 years. We're doing
it seems this, like 40.
Oh, snap. 40. Wow. That means I'm a knucklehead. That must mean that I take years out of your life with my foolishness. Anyway, so we do this thing together to show the... You know, the Christian hip-hop community that you need to work with your spouses. You need to get your family involved in what you do. That way, we work as a unit. And So we're gonna do this show from what, 7 to 8:30. We gotta go to a concert afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
We gotta go to a concert with reggaeton rapper Trappy Joe. He's up the block. We're gonna go over there for a little while. And just real excited, man. Listen, man, we got good music for you today. We got DJ Morph. We got Mr. Boy Reggaeton. We gonna play some D-Mob. We got some Orta Garcia. Some more reggaeton, like some of my American brothers say, but they can't say the thong.
Reggaeton.
Thong, 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 thong.
Nah.
Oh, man.
Nah.
I'm in the flesh right now.
Yes, you are.
Those are Cisco.
I'm gonna pray for you.
We're gonna play some Zion. We're gonna play some more reggaeton. Then we're gonna play some Richie Righteous, man. We got a lot, man. I think we need to just shut up. Get into this first track. What you think, Shorty Blaze?
Yeah, make it happen.
Shout out to everybody that's in the chat room. If you're in the chat room right now, shout out to you on thesouth.com. We got a bunch of people over there. Listen, this is what we're going to do, man. Sister Shorty Blaze is going to be overseeing Hollerfest Radio's chat room, and I'm going to be overseeing thesouth.com's chat room, and we're just going to simultaneously go back and forth. Those of you that are listening on live stream, there is no chat room on live stream, because unfortunately,
they don't know how to control themselves.
There's some people that listen to us on live stream that got big L's on their forehead. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
You fake church gangsta, 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 gangsta.
You know, it's been a long road, man.
Hollerfest Radio. Radio. Y'all heard? Y'all heard? Y'all heard? We are live, y'all, on live stream. Today's Father's Day, 7 o'clock p.m. And broke all the y'all heard? Y'all heard? Y'all heard? Y'all heard?
Let go of some things that were slowly murking me, yeah. And now he's holding me because I let go, because I let go. I let go of dreams of the money and the fame.
I let go.
Show my father money in
the fame. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
They don't like me because I changed. I let go, I let go, I let go. Of all my homies that I was around. I let go. My nigga Billy Yoko, she wasn't down. I let go. But at the end I get my frown. I let go. It feels like I've been through it all. My perspective of a good time was smoking it raw. Only 13 when I stole my first car. When my boys driving on the dark path that was broke. I was lost. Oh, honey, ow, 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 in the dark black from the sky.
New York, New York City,
City. A spark hit blood pumping through the veins.
I need to know where y'all from up in the chat rooms, both chat rooms. Let us know where you're from.
Intervene, conforming my life by his grace. I turn for these things, realizing I ain't got enough. And I hit the word, realize that your boy was bluffing. Got smacked with the truth, so I stopped with the front and denied myself. So it's only the Christ that I'm wanting. I let go of dreams of the money and the fame. I let go. Cause when my father money ain't a thing. I let go. They don't like me cause I changed. I let go. I let go. I let go. Of all my homies that I was around. I let go. She wasn't there. I let go. But at the end I get my crown. I let go. Yeah,
yo, I haven't been through it all. No. Haven't rode through it all.
Hollerfest Radio. 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 Y'all heard? Y'all heard? Y'all heard?
Simple nature had me posted on the wall. When I was trying to look recent, you bet I'm gonna holler if she was looking decent. And when I feel I gotta let go, I'm like shattered pieces. Mama always used to tell me to submit to Jesus. But when I'm walking through them hallways, I feel I'm competing. But when I finally did, I gave him all of my biz. And plus he does what he did. And then I started to live. And now he flows through my lips. And now I see only him, Jesus, the substitute, washing the beef between the father and my sinful man. And now by faith I delight in the Lord. I simply have a new treasure within his infinite pleasure. We're just pursuing his glory, satisfying my yearning to just be happy and content with his story. And I let go
of dreams of the money and the fame.
I let go.
Cause when my father money ain't a thing.
I let go.
They don't like me cause I changed.
I let go. I let go.
My homies that I was around.
I let go.
My nigga really hope she wasn't there.
I let go.
But at the end I get my crown.
I let go. I let go.
I let go. I was wondering why my life had to be that way. Then he came and broke all the chains. And yes, he did make a way. And then I let go of some things that were slowly working me. Yeah. And now he's holding me because I let go. Because I let go.
Ow, 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 ow.
Money in the fame.
I let go.
Holy Ghost,
I let go. They don't like me because I changed.
about you, Sister Shorty Blaze, but I'm thinking let's get into some reggaeton. What you think?
Let's do it.
Let's make it happen, y'all. Y'all heard, y'all heard, y'all heard. Now, I know some of you don't speak Spanish, but it's all right. You can feel the anointing on the tembo. This track is called When My Hands Lifted Up. Con la mano arriba. Mr. Boy. Bounce your head, yo. Holla Fast Radio. Radio. Y'all heard? Y'all heard? Y'all heard? When back in the days when we was in the world when Shabba Ranks used to talk, we didn't have a word, we didn't have a clue what he said either. All we did was dance.
What's up, y'all? This is Bert Boca Chica, also known as Sir Bugout from RapFestRadio.com, and you're listening to my boy Preach That Fire on HollaFestRadio.tv. You heard?
Check it out. This is Brother E, and you are listening to HollaFest Radio. I want you to know I ain't no fake church gangster.
That's a name that's above all names, and I am not ashamed. I'm a walking flame. Yo, what up? This your boy Chatty of Emmanuel, and you're listening to HollaFest Radio. Preach that fire.
What's up, y'all? This is Rap Evangelist Living Proof, and whenever I'm online, I'm listening to HollaFest Radio.
We are back, y'all.
We're back.
This is your boy, man, Pastor Alexander Pagani, a.k.a. Preach That Fire, a.k.a. Pastor Hip Hop, Mr. Pentecostal Controversy himself. You know how it is, man. Listen, we got a good show. I'm here with my lovely wife, First Lady of HollaFest Radio.
Sister Shorty Blee.
Yeah.
A.k.a. I have to find one.
You gotta find the AKA,
yes,
right?
I do.
AKA,
nah.
I don't know.
Nah.
Anyway, we really got a good show lined up for you today. The topic of today is Calvinists and Pentecostals. Kind of like dialoguing. See what is really going on. Is there a doctrinal divide in how we're responding to each other's ministries? Is it real fellowship? Is it a spiritualized version of East Coast, West Coast beef? Come on, y'all. Is there an elephant in the room? You know what elephant in the room is, Sister Shorty Blaze, right?
Yeah, that's when you walk in the room.
No, no. I see what you're doing. She's making fun of me while I'm on the air, but...
I'm not making fun of you.
It's all good.
I'm trying to learn from you.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that when I do my shows, I can be able to, you know, move like ya.
Uh-huh.
You know, and...
And
the
what?
Hand movements and everything. And,
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, listen. We're going to be talking about that in about... 15 to 20 minutes. Probably like 7:45. We're gonna really get into this. We're gonna go into the scriptures. Have your Bible ready. We're gonna go through a lot of scriptures. We're gonna be going through 1 Corinthians, the book of Mark. We're gonna be going through another chapter in Corinthians, also Titus. We're just really gonna chop it up today concerning this. I'm gonna tell you why I decided to go into it today.
And, why?
A little bit later, we'll get into that of why I got into it. And we're real excited about that. Anyway, let's see if we get into this next track. But for my man D-Mob, the track is called what, Sister Shorty Blaze?
My Way.
For my man D-Mob.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Hollyfest Radio.
If I could have my way. Imagine that, man. I mean, it has some things on my heart cut in. I think I wanna share it with the world, man. Look, if I could have my way, love would dominate the mindset of the human race, cause positivity will overpower and consume space. And it wouldn't matter your color or creed, folk could go about their way to make sure you got what you need.
Got what you need.
And we wouldn't show favoritism, we all equal. Cause the will of God is unity for all people.
Right.
No more separation, I'm sick of being isolated, feeling like I'm swinging all alone in this fight to make it. I know a lot of people feel the same way. Hey, think of everybody got delivered the same day. It wouldn't be a need for drug dealing up in the club, chilling with jealousy has got all of my thugs killing. We might still have trials that we go through, but only so he can help you get to know you. I think about these type of things day day, and the whole world would be a better place if I could have my way. Love would dominate the minds of my people. We'll all treat each other equal if I could have my way. We'll focus on rebuilding our communities by coming together in unity if I could have my way. Families will pray together in the course, there'd be no such thing as divorce. If I could have my way, we'll all surrender and serve Christ and let him take control of our life. If I could have my way, the government would give teachers a better salary. I thank them for their patience and bringing the best up out of me. Even though I was a high school dropout, God helped me see that I was down but was not out. And everybody can see they called to be great, walking in your destinies, looking past all your mistakes. Hey, let's build each other up with our wordplay. Encouraging with love is exactly what the words say. No more spreading gossip and rumors about your neighbors, but we look forward to helping each other, returning favors. Everybody trust one another, cause we keep our word. No misunderstandings, cause our communication's superb. We always consider others before ourselves. That alone helps spiritual as well as physical health. Man, I think about these type of things day day, and the whole world would be a better place if I could have my way. Love would dominate the minds of my people. We'll all treat each other equal if I could have my way. We'll focus on rebuilding our communities by coming together in unity if I could have my way. Families will pray together in the course, there'd be no such thing as divorce if I could have my way. We'll all surrender and serve Christ and let him take control of our life. If I could have my way, there'd be no more wars or
Hollyfest Radio.
No need for any type of weapons, but we look to be a blessing by sowing seeds of righteousness into each other's life. We can be angry, but not enough to fight, because we all sisters and brothers, right? I know we take our egos wherever we go, but we should know how to control them around other people. Cause for real, our attitudes affect our altitude, and it's been a difference ever since they took prayer about the school. Even on our job, but we scared to speak our mind. If it was up to me, they'll encourage us to reach the blind. Man, I'm telling y'all, I'm praying for the time to come where all God's creation come together and shine as one. I think about these type of things day day, and the whole world would be a better place if I could have my way. Love would dominate the minds of my people. We'll all treat each other equal
if I could have my way.
We'll focus on rebuilding our communities by coming together in unity
if I could have my way.
Families will play together in the course, there'd be no such thing as divorce
if I could have my way. Calvinists and Pentecostals will get along. Oh yeah, if I could have my way. We are back on the air.
We're back.
It's your boy, man. preach that fire. Sister Shorty Blaze. Shout out to all of our faithful listeners of Hollerfest Radio. Check this out, y'all. Check this out, y'all. Listen, those of you that are listening to us through the south.com, everybody that's in the chat room, y'all, everybody that's in the chat room, listen, before you guys log off tonight, please leave a comment. You know, so far we got 24,000 hits to this page since we just started last week. We got about 12 comments. We need you guys to, where it says on the bottom, when you scroll down, it says add a comment, not in the chat room. At the bottom of the page, it says add a comment. You see, it says 12. We need those of you that have not left a comment, please leave a comment. This will encourage everybody else that listens and logs on to the page from thesouth.com to see that it's on and popping here. Also, let us know, man. Let us know and be honest. Be like, you love us, you ain't feeling us, you feel we too wild, you know, you want us to keep doing what we do. We need to hear from you guys. We need to know, and this also encourages thesouth.com that they made a great decision in networking with us for us to be here. On thesouth.com, so that way Z and the rest of his staff can be encouraged as they branch out into live streaming. As you can see,
yeah,
that it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
It is.
We're really excited about that. So we just wanted to let you guys know. Please, please leave a comment up in the chat room, in the comment section in thesouth.com. Here on, if you're in the chat room, don't leave tonight without leaving a comment.
Posting a comment.
Yes, definitely. Now, those of us that are in the other chat room and our website, it's all gravy. We know you love us. You know what I'm saying? But God is doing awesome things in Hollerfest Radio, Sister Shorty Blaze.
Yeah.
If you scroll down to the bottom of the screen on our website, we got about 28 countries that have tuned in to Hollerfest Radio.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
It's crazy. We've had Belgium, Austria, China, Vietnam,
Brazil,
Bulgaria, Australia,
Mexico
is on and popping,
Argentina.
Man. And that's what we want, man. We want Hollerfest Radio to be a blessing, wherever the Lord would have us to be a blessing. That's what we want. So shout out to all of you faithful listeners of Hollerfest Radio that have been representing with us here for all this time. Our victory is basically your victory. Listen, man, we got a good show, as I said before. Let's see, we're going to see some reggaeton. We really want to get into some music today because we're going to get into the Word of God. Go get your Bibles. It's going to be crazy. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
To
yeah.
all the fathers that are listening to us. If you're a father, happy Father's Day to you guys. Preach That Fire is also a father. My little man is back there somewhere watching, I don't know what kind of cartoon he was watching.
Ratatouille.
Watch. This is only for those people that got kids. You know what I'm saying? He's watching Ratatouille, which means we put that on so that way he could be entertained and not be, you know, be a little Preach That Fire. Anyway, so shout out to you guys. Let's see if we get into some reggaeton. Then we're going to kind of take some live calls. We're going to take some live calls and hear what you guys feel about this topic.
And yeah, I like live calls.
Like live calls?
Yeah, because I couldn't do that on Tuesday, so
yeah,
I have to make up for that.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if they noticed, the website is brand new again.
Mm-hmm.
We updated the website, y'all. We updated the website. And
it has Uncle Pico's on the top.
If you see,
woo,
if you
Uncle
see,
Pico's.
Uncle Pico's, those that don't know cartoons, Uncle Pico's is that little mouse from Jerry's uncle. He goes, come here,
Rambo.
Nephew. Come here, nephew. And he starts singing the Crambo song. Well, you know how it is. That's all Sister Shorty Blaze's idea. Not my idea. That ain't hip-hop, but, you know.
It is hip. Oh, my goodness. Here we go again. It is hip-hop to me.
Definitely. So we know how that goes. So we know as to what extent she's into hip-hop. Anyway,
I'm going to start singing.
You see us. Head. You see me.
I am going to start singing.
Listen, let's get into this next track. Then we're going to get into 2009's interviews that are coming up. And it's going to be crazy for the month of July here at Hollerfest Radio. We'll be right back, y'all. You're listening to the sounds of Hollerfest
Radio.
Where being real is being real.
For real.
Where we speak the truth.
And we shame the devil.
Where Pentecost and urban culture.
We merch.
You fake church.
Gangsta.
Ow! Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, este es Olta García, primera clase en la antesala, nuevo nivel de género, música y lírica, Lutec, esto es lo que yo represento. Oh, yeah.
Yo represento al D.O.S. Entonces ando guillao, ok. Porque me dio my life, my flow, master man. Es mi voz la que baila sobre la pista. Es como si yo fuese artista.
Es que el negro este de Dios tiene la pinta.
Y eso es tal de classy right now. Ahora hay que empezar. Yo represento al imparable y no Superman. Man, this is for real, ok. Es tan real como que Dios es rey. Yo soy de los que él miró, de los que él ungió, de los que envió. Pues aquí estoy.
We're about to take live calls, y'all. Not yet, don't call the station yet. But we're about to take live calls. We're putting the number up in the chat room. Get ready to make a live call here. You get live on the air, Hala Fest Radio.
Mi ropa es de Oscar Tiago. La vida en el cielo, pero siempre urbano. El ejército del cielo tengo a mi favor. Garantía de por vida es por mi labor.
Aquí vivimos, no morimos como en resurrección.
Oh, ey, yo represento al D.O.S. Entonces ando guillao, ok. Porque él me dio my life, my flow, master man. Oh, ey. Yo represento al D.O.S. Entonces ando guillao, ok. Porque me dio my life, my flow, master man. Come on, I represent Cristo por los siglos siempre. Y por encima está esto aquí, claro que sí. La pauta como un TV. Y es cual historia de negro y da. De la calle del barrio pa' la altar. Y con el combo de ángeles unidos. La unidad que vive por los siglos. Jesús es el grande, el supremo king. Y no es, no todo es B.I.G.
No es nada personal, pero es la verdad. Porque
I represent the love, the life. I wanna fly and touch the sky. I represent the love, the life. I wanna fly and touch the sky.
Oh,
hey. Yo represento al D.O.S. Entonces ando guillao, ok. Porque él me dio my life, my flow, master man. Whoa, ey. Yo represento al D.O.S. Entonces ando guillao, ok.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Hala Fest, Hala Fest, Hala Fest, radio, 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 radio. Y'all heard, y'all heard, y'all heard, y'all heard, y'all heard. Ow, 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 ow. Let's get into this next track from my man Zion. It's called Trouble, the remix. Y'all heard? Y'all heard?
I'm so depressed from what I see on the news. It's like they recycled the evil, like a fire that's fueled. The other day, a 13-year-old filled with anger and rage. He put a pistol to his mother's head, blew out a brain. This is just the beginning of birth, pains and sorrows. Be honest, come on, who really wants to see tomorrow? This world's headed for doom at a rate that's untrained. And it's increasing by the minute till it reaches the gate. Did you forget about Calabas? September 11th, survey saying we using them by A7. They got my phone tab. I know they listening to screaming, Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, hoping Jesus that they repent. America,
ow, ow,
the free,
ow,
the home of the brave. I see it so clearly, it's prophecy. Prepare for judgment day. The wages of sin still equals death. Turn our backs to the heavenly Father. How can we be blessed? How can we be blessed? For the devil dirty, look how we ride. I know we hate us, but the feeling is mutual. In our eyes we cry with the voice of the martyrs until we bleed. If heaven is home, let us ascend until we see the face of the sun. Will I hear? Well done. The just walk by faith, the speed of reason I run. Until he comes, we gon' bounce from the devil like Ben Head. If love is shown in blood, behold how he bled. You can keep the money, keep the fame. Won't compromise on Jesus' name. If I'm in sin, it ain't the same. Might be spitting, but it's all in vain. This be the state of many men. You call it success, you've been deceived.
Christ citizen of what we speak. CCM is who we be. Yeah, ministry minded. Remind me up on my ministry. Zion known as the realest. Until they feeling me, until they kill me, oh, I'm raptured up on this earth. They gon' feel me until I vanish. From 6 feet under dirt, trouble.
I need to know where you're from. I need to know, baby. Let's get to this next track for my man Blaze Torch. Woo!
Come on, let's go. Let's do this. 2008, long time coming. Let's get finally here. Like a rap turban, I'm always sober. You never catch me swerving. I sip that living water, skip sipping that bourbon. That's just from a month to say I'm higher learning.
Buford, South Carolina, I see you. My man Rich.
Justified and zealous. Let me put that up. Feel that? Holla Fest Radio. Holla Fest Radio. Shout out to you, the faithful listeners. Holla Fest Radio. Anyway, man, you know I can't freestyle. You know freestyle, save it for the end. Anyway, man, listen, we got a good show lined up for you. Let's put the numbers back up in the chat rooms. We're going to put the numbers back up in the chat rooms, y'all. You can call the station here. Those of you that are tuning in, you are listening to a live show. We are not pre-recorded right now. It's 7:38 p.m. Today's Father's Day, June 21st, 2009. We are broadcasting simultaneously on three locations. That's for us to know, for you to find out. Anyway, man, listen, we're about to take some live calls. The topic of today, a little bit later, we're going to get into the topic. It's about Calvinists and Pentecostals, or vice versa. Pentecostals and Calvinists. Does it exist in hip-hop, holy hip-hop? And is it affecting the way we deal with each other as far as ministry, as well as our music? Or is there like an elephant in the room when it comes to that? Now, I'm going to tell you the reason why I brought this topic up. It's not to be controversial. I got out of that stuff a long time ago. Way long time ago. Not cool to be like that. But nevertheless, somebody brought up a topic on it on Friday, Tuesday, when we was in the chat room with Vic Life. We were having personal online interview with him, and somebody posed that question in the chat room, and the chat room went silent for like about a minute and a half, and they went around the question until finally they kept asking it,
and they answer the question. So I felt, you know what I'm saying, what is it with this topic that seems to be like an elephant in the room? You know what I'm saying? An elephant in the room means that there's something there, Sister Shorty Blaze,
that
nobody wants to talk about, but nevertheless, it's there. It's not, it can't be ignored, but it's there. So I'm putting up the number up in the chat rooms right now, both chat rooms, the number's up there. You could call right now, get live on the air. Now, here's the rules, y'all. Here's the rule. I got to tell them the rules for getting on the air.
Yeah.
We're a Christian radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You curse. First of all, I will ban your number. And on top of that, I will call personally your phone company.
Mm-hmm.
And report you.
Yeah.
So,
report them.
Block numbers, we are not taking.
We're not taking.
We have to see your number, so I don't know what you got to do. What system is that here in New York? It's Star 82.
Yeah.
And it shows your number. If your number is not showing up, it says unknown caller, I'm not picking up your call. Sorry. And that's just the way it is. But give us a call right now. We're not going to say the number out in the air. Those of you in the chat room, give us a call right now and let us know what's your thoughts on this particular topic that we are going to talk about today. Give us a call right now. We will throw you on the air. Remember, as soon as we pick up your call, you're going live on the air. So share your thoughts. The number to call is in the chat rooms. You guys know the number. So I'm going to put it up again up in the chat room. Give us a call. Before we get into this topic and the word of God, we got a call right here. All right, here we go. All right, man, you are live on the air. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with right now?
Yo, DJ Systematic, man. Happy Father's Day, my brother.
Yeah, man. Happy Father's Day to you, too, bro.
Happy Father's Day.
What's up, man? DJ
Shorty Blaze.
Yo, Systematic is a cool dude, man. He's a cool brother, man.
Yeah.
You got to come over one day, man.
I do, man. I just call, man. I just want to say Happy Father's Day to you just personally, man. You know, give you a shout out and give you a holler. You know, I'm listening to the show and I really ain't gonna lie, like, but what y'all talking about right now, I really don't even know what the difference is between the two, so I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Yeah. And we know why, because we interviewed you two weeks ago, and you're fairly, not new, but kind of new to the gospel hip hop realm. But there's stuff that you've noticed that you've personally talked to me about on the side, like, man, I just got here coming from the secular world. And there's just some stuff that I've seen, like, man, like, it shouldn't even have to be like that. And we've had this conversation, man, you know. But listen, thanks for calling, bro, man. Happy Father's Day to you, man. And you guys could check out DJ Systematic on Thursdays, man. Thursday we couldn't do it because we were, like, doing a bunch of meetings and stuff. We got caught up with a lot of stuff. But DJ Systematic's mixtapes will be played here Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m.
Every Thursday at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock p.m. DJ Systematic's mix that he provides on thesouth.com.
And he'll be up in the chat room, right?
Yeah.
You know what? Yo, I'm not gonna lie, yo, the Lord opened up a new door in my life, man. I know we ain't speaking in a minute, but yo, for all y'all, I'm working at Coca-Cola now. Working at a Coca-Cola right now, so you know, that's my new
cherry
job,
Coke,
man.
Cherry
so,
Coke.
I'm putting in them hours.
Yo, so can you hit us up with some
cherry Coke?
Can you hit us up with a supply of some Coke, bro? What's up?
Cherry though.
Cherry Coke.
Yeah.
Anyway, bro, we love you, man. Keep listening, man.
I love y'all, man.
And you know what's up. We got your back, bro.
Alright, man. I'll holler at y'all.
Alright, y'all. DJ Systematic just call on the line, man. Listen, the number to call, man. Let's go. Alright, you know the topic, man. Don't be ashamed, man. Don't be fake church gangsters, man. Hiding behind message boards, man. Man, get up on the phone and share your thoughts.
Yeah,
man.
That means you know who you are.
Just kidding. The number to call is in the chat room. Share your honest to God thoughts about it. You know what I'm saying? With love in mind. You remember? And just want to hear your thoughts on it, because we know this is a very, very, very hot topic. Very hot topic. All right. So the number to call is up in the chat room. We're going to leave it open for another minute. If not, we're going to get into the next. We're going to get into some more music, and then we're going to get right into the Word of God and jump right into this thing, man. So give us a call. You guys know the number. You get live on the air. And no, our phone system ain't bootleg. It's not a cell phone connected to my mixer. It's official tissue, baby. Official tissue, man. All right, man, you're listening to the sounds of Holla Fest Radio. This is your boy, man, Pastor Alexander Pagani, a.k.a. Preach That Fire, a.k.a. Pastor Hip Hop, a.k.a. Mr. Pentecostal, controversy himself. You know how it is. All right, y'all. What we're going to do is we're going to get into this next track. We're not going to pull no teeth. All right, let's see the next track. I wanted to get into some Richie Righteous. I hardly play Richie Righteous. Not because I don't want to play Richie Righteous. You know, don't want to make it seem like because we in New York that we only play New Yorkers. But,
in New York.
Definitely. Let's see if we get into this track by Richie Righteous. We'll be right back, y'all. Listen to the sounds of Hollerfest Radio, where being real is being real.
For real.
Where we speak the truth.
I ain't shame the devil.
Okay. let's see if we can stop this thing. Hold on a second. Let's get into this track, man. We'll be right back, man.
From the minute that you born, your body starts to decay.
Ow!
Turn wrinkle and gray. One thing's for sure, we gon' pass away.
Hey, hold up. I'm gonna play this drop, man, and I'm gonna play this drop, man. Alright, let's see if we make it happen, man. We're gonna play this drop.
Hey, yo, it's your boy Zalo.
And it's your man Decals.
Risen King Productions.
Doing it for Christ.
Bronx, New York, and the world, stand up.
Hey, yo, put your remote control down, get off MySpace, and tune into
Hollerfest Radio. Pastor Pagani preaching that fire. Third day, the tomb is empty. Holla.
Hey, what's up? This your boy, South Carolina, Kansas City. Man, we repping down here for HollerFestRadio.tv, the livest internet radio broadcast on the internet right now, man. They got the hottest gospel, hip-hop, reggaeton, whatever you want to listen to, man. So from Kansas City to New York, man, we are getting it all in for the Lord, man. One time.
From the minute that you born, your body starts to decay. Your skin and your hair will turn wrinkle and gray. One thing's for sure, we gon' pass away. That's right, dog, you wasn't put here to stay. I know you think you gon' live forever. You keep telling yourself you should chase cheddar. I can't front, I wanna be rich too, but I'm smart enough to know you can't take it with you. Got the cars, got the cribs, ride through the hood and everybody know you're rich. Believe me,
it's
easy when you can make your like Fat Joe.
Hollerfest Radio.
Y'all heard. Chanel, Mike, Turner, in my rims in the car. I could buy out the bar. Show the world I'm a star. G4 flies to Sandro Pay. Look, I know you're trying to get paid. And all that money do sound real nice. But you don't got nothing if you don't got price. Come on. So don't store treasures in a place where it rots. Don't die and go to a place where it's hot. People think money's everything, but it's not. The things people do for the guap. Rap on, sell out their souls on a track. Some would even sell to their own mama crack. Rich people got it and they cheat on their tax. Girls sell their bodies and they lay on their backs. Some of them strip to make a porn flick fake like you're homeless and then walk with a limp. For oil and diamonds, so many died. So many nations face genocide, man. No matter how you get it, you're dead wrong. If you think you can take it when you're dead and gone, all money does when they zip you in the plastic is
buying you a suit to go alive with the casket.
They wanna be all I see. 24 hours, 60 minutes, 60 seconds. And all the money in the world can't buy back a second of your past. Can't buy breath when you passing away. Nope. So tell me, what's the value of today? I discovered it last. You're really poor if all that you got in this world is cash. I got Jesus. I'm not a hostage. No longer living in bondage. Addiction's gone since I met this. Believe me, I know all about favor. I know about joy, I can smile. I know about the father's love for a child. I know what it's like to have bitterness gone. I know what it feels like to sing a new song. Rest in his arms, peace within. I'm a better man, jump free from sin. In my life after, I'ma reign as a king. And I think it didn't cost me a thing. Cha-ching.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Listen, man, we're about to get into this topic, man. Calvinists, Pentecostals, is there an elephant in the room? And we're going to have a little powwow. We're going to see what the Word of God says about it. Before we get into that, man, definitely got to say a big shout out, man, to our sponsors here. Man, big shout out, man, to the people that make this all possible, that have been with us from the very beginning. We've been doing this for 3 years, but 2009 is where it took off. But shout out to IgniteTheFlame.org. Big shout out to them, man. They've been with me since jump. Need to go check them out. Shout out to Rap Fest Radio. That's my accountability partners there, man. Holla Fest, Rap Fest. I mean, come on. How close can we be? Shout out to IllSpot.net, otherwise known as Holy Culture. They've been doing their thing, man. They fill in Holla Fest Radio. So big shout out to them, man. Shout out to TheSouth.com that broadcasts this live stream now here every Sunday. So shout out to Z, DJ Delight, man, that promote us through the podcast and live streaming. So, you know, you gotta excuse me because I gotta pay bills. And you understand what I mean, right? So I gotta shout out everybody out. Shout out to the Youth 540 Radio Show. The Youth 540 Radio Show. Faithful listeners to Holla Fest Radio. Shout out to Youth Outcry. Shout out to Altar Lives Radio. Holla Fest Radio is broadcasting through Altar Lives Radio as well every Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. So shout out to Donna Vern. And before we get off the get into this topic, man, shout out to the person that makes this all possible, CMFDigital.com, Carlos Flores, and my man JD Communications. They are the one that support this live stream. Those of you that are listening to me through TheSouth.com, Mogulus and Livestream is not where our live broadcast comes through. We're using them for the South, but we got our own website, HollaFestRadio.tv, 24 hours a day. We're not every Sunday, just every Sunday. We are 24 hours a day. Just check us out, HollaFestRadio.tv. That's what we on right now, 24 hours. We get off the show on the South, but our station keeps going. Holy Hip Hop, Holy Reggaeton only radio station. And it's provided by JDCommunications.com. My man Juan Dalacuente, man, he's up in Florida right now. And without him, there would be no live feed for Holla Fest Radio. I would be stuck having to use live stream on Sundays only. But lucky for us, man, live stream goes dead. We still go on the air. We still on the air. So three locations we're broadcasting, man. So shout out to them, man. I don't know about you, man. Our program here is from 7 to 9. So we're going to get into this topic. Woo! I'm excited. The elephant in the room with this topic, y'all. Elephant in the room with this topic, and we're gonna get into it. As usual, if you're listening to me tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you don't have a true born again experience, aside from the topic we're gonna talk about tonight, aside from the good hot holy hip hop we played, aside from the gospel reggaeton que están escuchando toda mi gente, you know, our main focus is to present to you the gospel through urban ministry, through hip-hop, through reggaeton. And the message is simple, y'all. If you're not saved, if you don't know Christ as Savior, if He's not the Lord of your life, Jesus loves you. He died for your sins. He was buried. 3 days later, He resurrected from the dead. The Bible says if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the mouth confession is made, confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart man believes unto righteousness. And it's very simple. All you have to do is trust in the finished work of Christ on the cross. And this is done through repenting of your sin. You repent. Repenting means you do a complete 180. You turn the opposite way and say, God, I repent. Forgive me of my sins. Surrender my heart to you. I make you Lord. Take control. And you ask the Holy Spirit to come inside your heart. Now, it's not some magic formula prayer. It's a decision made in your heart as the Holy Spirit is convicting you to make that decision, y'all. If you feel the Holy Spirit's telling you to do that today, listen, man, you're missing the most wonderful experience that you could ever have is to know that your sins are forgiven, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that the Holy Ghost and Jesus is living in the inside of you. Man, it is a beautiful, beautiful experience. So, you know, we want to offer you Christ. We want you to know that the opportunity to get saved is right here tonight. And don't let this broadcast be finished without you making that decision to live for Him. We're going to get into this next track by Jay Skywalker. As soon as we come back, we're going to jump right into the Word of God. Keep it locked, man. Listen to the sounds of Hollerfest Radio. We're being real. It's being real for real. Go get your Bibles, y'all. We're going to jump into this thing.
If His word is your word, then it's a wire one, yeah. If His word is your word, this means
children of God, we stand guard and we sentinel. We take hold of the God that we hoping. We ain't quoting Job's wife. No, we stand in fight like Samson and Nazarite. So instead of hanging out all night, now we spend time in His presence, grinding our weapons. We ain't pining for blessings, cause yo, we soldiers. So we get down in the trenches, preaching this gospel from park after park benches. Draw songs for the cause of the Lord with no thought of reward. And our only motivation is to bring honor to God. So ain't no space for relaxing, we praying and fasting. Every idle thought that enters our mind, we taking them captive. This is a fight to the death, get right or get left. We side the fence, and you own this time to truth. Decide for yourself, cause this is war. Then it's a wire one, yeah. From the ashes we emerge, we go to war, equipped with the word. With the word of God, this godly squad is marching on in our authority. Pardon me, if you're not of God, you're not a part of me. Why would I switch sides? What with the enemy? Even those with their eyes closed will see eventually that God's the only way, the only truth, the only light. That's why I fight day and night to walk righteous within His sight. Yeah, I fall sometimes, but sometimes ain't forever. I will never lay down on the ground. There's no terror that will ever cause me to call it quits, cause falling down is one thing, but not getting up is a choice that's infinite. And that's eternal separation from His grace. That's a waste of His love. Keeping it real, that's a waste of His blood. Cause He fought for you and He fought for me, and He fought so we that victory. Christian, take a stand and let's proclaim it to the enemy. Then it's a wire one, yeah. If it's what you want, this means war.
All right, y'all, you listen to the sounds of Hollerfest Radio. This is your boy, man, Pastor Alexander Pagani, a.k.a. Preach That Fire. 8 o'clock p.m., man. We've been chopping it up since 7 o'clock p.m. 2 hour show, man. Live on thesouth.com, HollerFestRadio.tv, and live stream, man. Tonight's topic, man. Tonight's topic is Calvinism and Pentecostalism. Is there an elephant in the room? Is there an elephant in the room? Those of you that are not familiar with that terminology, is there an elephant in the room means that there is there an ongoing issue in the room that's obviously noticeable, but no one seems to really want to really talk about it. And if they do talk about it, it seems to cause a either a scandal or, you know, a divide between brethren. All right, so first of all, there's a couple of things I need to establish here. First thing I need to establish is that you guys can participate. You can also share your comments and thoughts in the chat room. I'm going to try my best to kind of like share your questions on the air. and as well as try to answer them to the best of my ability according to my understanding of the scriptures. But there's a couple of things we definitely do need to address before we even start to talk about it. The first thing we need to understand is that this conversation is not for controversy. So please, if you're thinking, oh, Pastor Alex Pagani's on that stuff again, I'm not on that stuff. Maybe a long time ago when I was a bit feisty and zealous in my Pentecostalism for some of the stuff that I saw, and I felt like, man, somebody gotta say something. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like the indirects that were being thrown towards Pentecostals from, you know, gospel rappers. But I had a very good powwow with DJ Wado, Brother E, Bert from Rap Fest, and a couple of others, man, and they gave me some awesome, awesome wise counsel in this area. And Holla Fest Radio has decided to no longer be as feisty and controversial and all that stuff. It's just not cool. The Bible says all things are permissible, but all things edify not. And Ephesians chapter 4 says, do all things unto the edifying of each other. And the word also says, let your conversation be seasoned with grace, that with salt, that you may minister grace to the hearer. And you know what grace means? Unmerited favor, which means I might not agree with your personal view, but if it's my conversation is seasoned with salt, which I'm going to overlook certain things and just going to have to agree to disagree. But that does not negate us from talking about it. Trying to not talk about it is just as well as counterproductive to being Christian as well, because we should be able to talk about it. See, you see what I'm saying? So some choose not to, feel like, I don't want to get into that. I don't feel that that's biblical. We are commanded by God to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that rightly dividing the word of truth, that needeth not to be ashamed. You see what I'm saying? And we should be able to talk about it. And in the end, Ephesians chapter 4 says, speak the truth in love. You know what I'm saying? So if you're tuning in today looking for, oh, let me see what Pastor Pagani's going to say that's going to be wild, and I'm sorry, you ain't going to hear nothing that's going to be wild. We're going to have an honest dialogue with me and our listeners. And this topic, this is part one. I'm going to let you know that we will not be finishing this topic tonight. Next week, we will not be talking about it. A couple of weeks down the road, we'll go into part two. And we'll keep dialoguing on this topic so we could be provide a bridge for us to fellowship and to kind of like just powwow in the word. All right, so that's the first thing I wanted to establish. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first thing we want to establish. The second thing we want to establish here, before we get into this topic, is that I really don't believe that everybody's theology in view of scriptures 100% on point in every point. Only in the fundamentals of the doctrine of Christ and fundamental Christianity should we be absolute. Jesus is God in the flesh. The Bible is the inerrant, infallible word of God. And, you know, Jesus is born of a Virgin Mary. You know, the second coming of Christ. Man is fallen, unregenerate, desperately wicked, need of salvation. You know, the Holy Ghost and all that, you know, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I believe we should be absolute in those areas. But as far as some of the other areas and views of scripture, it's my view. I'm not saying what I'm saying is absolute, y'all, so don't throw stones. I'm not saying it's absolute. But what I'm saying is some of the other areas I really believe, and someone even shared it in the chat room, that our knowledge and concept, you know, is limited because of our humanity. So it contributes to our inability to understand both sides as right in Calvinism and the Protestant debate. Rich from the chat room shared that concept, and I agree with him. What I'm taking out of that is there are a lot of views in scripture that I fear that our theology in that area might not be 100%. We're still progressively learning and studying this topic, such as eternal security, you know, baptism, full gospel, Holy Ghost for today, and those things. These are some areas that very, very debatable. But I'm not coming from an absolute positional standpoint today in what we're going to talk about in Calvinism and Pentecostalism. I'm not coming from that Pentecostalism is the way, and if you ain't Pentecostal, so remove that. Remove that from your mind. You see what I'm saying? So if that's what you're looking for, then I'm going to tell you, get out the chat rooms, because this is not what we're talking about, because then there's no room for us to dialogue. You already made up your mind. You see what I'm saying? We have an honest dialogue to address the elephant that is definitely in the room. So I wanted to address those two things. This is the first part of a series. See what I'm saying? So we're just gonna have to understand that not everybody's theology in all area, in all points, is 100% on point. The Bible says, "Let each of us be persuaded in our own mind." Romans chapter 14. Go read it on your own. Go read it on your own. So there's certain views that, you know, you got some Pentecostals that are semi-Calvinistic, and they just reject certain things. See what I'm saying? It's progressive in certain areas concerning certain topics. All right. So I'm establishing that, so nobody start bashing me and thinking I'm preaching Pentecostalism, because I'm not going to preach that tonight. The third thing, I want you guys to understand, while I'm sharing my third point, turn with me to Mark chapter 9. You know what I'm saying? Mark chapter 9. Keep it there. The third thing I want you guys to understand is this. Now, I want you to hear me clearly in what I'm about to say. I am a born-again Christian. Yes, I am a born-again child of the living God through my receiving the finished work of Christ's work on the cross as the only means for my salvation. So, I am a child of God first, born again, regenerated by the Holy Ghost, Titus chapter 1, chapter 3, through receiving the finished work of Christ on the cross. Let me establish that. His work was sufficient on the cross to pay for the atonement of my sins. Period. It's all his work. By grace am I saved through faith, not of myself. I neither have the ability nor the willpower to save myself. It's all Christ. It's all his work. And I've repented of my sins by placing my trust in my ability to save myself. I trust in his righteousness. Christ's righteousness is sufficient for me, for my salvation. Now, the end result of that would be holy living in my life. If I really believe and have received the finished work of Christ, that I believe that God raised him from the dead, which means if I believe the latter, then the former is included. If I believe he raised him from the dead, then that means I believe that he died. And that means that I believe that he died for my sins according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. See what I'm saying? I have received it. Paul said it. I preach unto you no other gospel but that which you have received. I have received it. Received what? How Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried, and 3 days later he resurrected from the dead according to the scriptures. It is not through an emotional experience, neither is it through some euphoric, you know, epiphany that I received. No. This decision was based on my understanding of the scriptures, that it was through him. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." Now, you know, with that being said, I live for Christ because his seed lives in me. His seed lives inside of me. And because the Bible says, if his seed lives in you, then you cannot continue in sin because his seed is not in you. See, you see what I'm saying? So if his seed is in me through receiving the engrafted word that's able to save my soul, then the end result would be holy living. How can you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Now, I'm establishing this fact before we get into this topic so you can understand that I am a child of God first. I believe and receive his work on the cross. I can't do nothing. I'm saved. Period. The result is I live for him. Now, look at this. Now, with that being said, my denominational preference, listen to what I said, is Pentecostal. My denominational preference is Pentecostal. Not because it's better than any other denomination. Not so. I do not preach Pentecostalism. I preach the cross. Let's establish that. But my denominational preference is Pentecostal, which means I'm full gospel. I believe canon is closed. Canon is closed. There is no more revelation. Is no more revelation. Period. The book of Revelation is sealed. Done deal. Closed. God is not speaking through canon any longer. The Apostle John sealed it. It's over. As far as canon, as far as the written word of God, as far as the original autographs by the apostles themselves. My foundation is Christ, of the apostles and prophets, Christ being the chief cornerstone. Now, I'm saying all of this because sometimes they feel that us Pentecostals, we don't have a clue of what we're saying. I'm establishing that I don't preach Pentecostalism. Now, my denominational preference is Pentecostal. See what I'm saying? With canon being closed, I don't believe that there is no more word of God being revealed in some secret place. It's over. 66 books. Done deal. Period. We preach the word. Now, but what I do believe is that God's spirit still moves today on the hearts of God's people, and his gifts are still in operation today. I don't believe that 1 Corinthians 13, that which is perfect, we prophesy in part, and that which is perfect is come, then that which is done in part is done away with. I don't believe in that, because knowledge is not done away with. We're still learning the word of God. See, but that's my view of that, coming from a Pentecostal perspective. Now, I'm establishing this so that you can understand and feel my heart, y'all. Because I don't want nobody saying Pagani's a troublemaker. He's running around bashing, doing stunts to get listeners. I don't do that stuff. I preach the cross. But my denominational preference, see what I'm saying, is Pentecostal. With that being said, listen, before we get into Mark, remember, this is the first series, first part of a series of this. See what I'm saying? With that being said, then my understanding of its expression of Christianity as far as Christian living and the mandate and commandments that God has established in the epistles are from a Pentecostal perspective, meaning I believe that believers, Holy Spirit still moves on believers whose heart is sincere towards Him, who really have a born again experience, who to get a message across to someone will manifest a gift in a believer's life for a particular person who needs to hear it in that form. Now, I don't preach Pentecostalism, but I believe in what Pentecostals believe, but not all of it. Not all of it. There's a lot of foolishness and legalism and some weird stuff that goes on that even I go, what in the world was that? Let's just be real. And I think both sides, Calvinists as well, we got Calvinists that don't believe in hyper-Calvinism. So we understand that. You know what I'm saying? But, so you have to understand, when I'm preaching, I'm coming from a child of God, born again, full of the Holy Spirit, Christian person, but my expression as far as dogma in my mind, which is the interpretation of certain rules, comes from that preference, Pentecostal. So you would have to expect me to be excited, motivated, on fire for God, believe in the gifts of the Spirit, speak in tongues, you know, all of those things. But I don't preach those things. You see what I'm saying? But I express those things in my Christianity. You see what I'm saying? So with that being said, those three rules I want you to understand. See what I'm saying? So that way you could say, you know, that I'm not some zealot being faithful to some denomination and preach the denomination as if the denominational my denominational preference holds preeminence over the word of God. Such is not the case. The word of God, sola scriptura. Even as Pentecostals know that phrase, it means the Bible is the sole authority for all faith and conduct. See what I'm saying? All right, with that being said, turn with me to Mark chapter 9. Now, I'm hoping that you guys can understand my viewpoint. See what I'm saying? I had to establish that. I know some of you are probably waiting. Come on, get in the topic and all that stuff. I had to establish that because then it helps you understand the mindset of where I'm coming from. So, That way, it kind of removes some barriers that some people tend to think of each other. Because one of the things we tend to think of each other as far as our denominational preferences is that we're being faithful to John Calvin and we're being faithful to William Seymour in the Azusa Street Revival. And such is not the case. Maybe to some it is, but not in my case. My faithfulness is to the Word of God. My faithfulness is to Jesus Christ as being the sole authority for all, for my life. And, you know, but I'm open to God moving on my heart to speak to me on a personal basis, not just through His Word, but through His Word. The number one way God speaks is through His Word. But God telling me, do Holla Fest Radio. That's not in Scripture. You see what I'm saying? Do Holla Fest Radio, son. Where Scripture is that? It's not. But God will speak to me and say, do Holla Fest Radio. You see what I'm saying? That's what I believe in. See what I'm saying? Now, look at this. Is there an elephant in the room, y'all? Is there an elephant in the room in this topic? Let's be real and share it in the chat rooms, y'all. Is there an elephant in the room in this topic? As far as Calvinists and as far as Pentecostals or vice versa. Now, I want to read, we're going to be reading 1 Corinthians. We're going to be reading also Mark and Titus. Yeah, in the book of Titus, we got a lot of scripture we're going to cover. This is the first part. If we don't finish it tonight, we're going to leave it as part one. And then we're going to, see what I'm saying? We're going to continue on this topic. Now, look at this. Now, look at this. Is there an elephant in the room concerning Calvinism and Pentecostalism in holy hip hop? Does it exist? Is there an elephant in the room concerning this? I want to hear your thoughts in the chat room because I don't want it to be just coming from me. What do you guys think? Is there a doctrinal divide in holy hip hop? Is there an elephant in the room in that area? Is there a doctrinal difference in the way we relate to each other's ministry, music, and persona? Do we see each other as brethren? Are we brethren to each other? That's powerful. Listen to what I just said. Listen to what I said. Are we brothers? Or is one in doctrinal error and the other one is holding fast to the Word of God? Or are there people who think that? Let's be real, y'all. Let's be real. See what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to give you the answer. From what I've seen, this is not in the whole entirety, but from the artist that I've spoke with and interviewed outside of radio, there seems to be an elephant in the room. And that, yes, it does exist. Let me give you an example. The reason I talked about this topic today was because last Tuesday we had an interesting video interview with Victory. And we had a great time. And we were asking him questions, and somebody in the chat room asked him that. Is there a division between both parties towards one another? And the chat room went dead for about 2 minutes. And the person ended up having to keep asking because nobody wanted to address the question. Finally, the question was addressed. And it was, yeah, there is. And then they changed the subject. That bothered me. Not that there is, but it bothered me that, why can't we talk about it? Why can't we talk about it? Why can't we just have a powwow about it? It doesn't mean that we're going to divide against each other for it. So I said, you know what? Let's talk about it on Holla Fest Radio. Let's just talk about it. So remember, there's no bashing. There's no, I'm better than you, you're better than me. Romans chapter 14 says, let each one be persuaded as his own mind. But look at, the first thing I want to establish is, let's turn to Mark chapter. I'm going to read your questions. I see them in the chat room. Just give me a second. Let me read the scripture. Is this new? Obviously, it's not new. We know it's been, you know, being debated for hundreds of years. But look at this. It was even debated in the time of Jesus. Not in this area, but look at this. Look at this. Mark chapter, I'm reading from the Amplified version of the Bible. So I'm sorry, y'all, for y'all King James lovers. I have King James as a parallel Bible, but I like Amplified, but I'll jump across references in the King James. Look what it says. The Apostle John, Mark chapter 9, verse 38. Now, remember, the first thing we established is that this is not new. There's been elephants in the room, even in Jesus' time. Now, look at this. John said to him, verse 38, to Jesus, look what he said. He said, "Teacher, we saw a man who does not follow along with us casting out demons in your name. And we forbade him to do it because he is not one of our band of your disciples." Let me read that in the King James Version. I like the King James Version. Look what it says. "And John answered him, saying, Master," listen to me, y'all, "saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us, and we forbade him because..." Now, why did... let's stop right there. Let's interject. Why did the apostles... Look at this. Not Jesus. The apostles. Why did they stop that man casting out demons in the name of Jesus? You know why? Because he followed not them. He wasn't part of their particular group. Look at this. Of their particular group. Nevertheless, he was a disciple. But look at this. Look at this. They did not just have a divide, but they forbade him, which means they actually got zealous enough to go up to this man and say, "Stop it." I'm only sure this man was like, "What you talking about? I'm on the same team. And they was like, "Stop." Now, the scripture doesn't say how they forbade him. Let's speculate. This is not absolute. Speculation is not absolute, but let's speculate. A particular group. Now, look at this. It said, "We forbade him," which means a bunch of them went to this man to stop him. They even saw that God was using them. He was casting out devils, which means he must have received his authority from the commissioning of Jesus when he gave the 70 authority over demonic powers, and he must have just caught the vision and was like, "All right, let's do this thing." So he's going around casting demons out, working for the Lord, loving Jesus, and here comes his disciples, the inner circle. Not just to say, "Look at this guy," but to actually go and stop him. They forbade him. They actually went up to him and said, "Yo, you need to stop." And I'm more than sure, it doesn't say this, let's speculate. I'm more than sure that man was like, "Wow." And then they simply just said, "Well, you're not from our group." Woo! I'm telling you. This is not new, y'all. They forbade him and told him to stop. Because in their head, he followeth not us. He's not of our group. He doesn't have the secret revelations of the parables. Remember, the Bible says that he would send the people away, but he would secretly reveal the mysteries of the kingdom of God to his disciples, his inner circle. And I'm more than sure they felt, this man is not part of our revelation of Christ. Nevertheless, this man was doing the work of Christ, and they forbade him. Now, look at this. Look at this. You would think that their zeal pleased the Lord. No. I'm just trying to establish that this is not new. We're going to get into that because it's happening. It happens today. It happens today, but it happens subtly. Subtle. It happens subtle. Now, look at this. Look what it says. Look at what Jesus said. I'm more than sure they were waiting for Jesus to praise them and say, "Praise God. I'm feeling you. I'm loving your zeal. Keep going, Peter." Actually, the Lord was like, "Yo." But Jesus said, "Forbid him not." Look at the text. "For there is no man that shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me." Verse 40. "For he that is not against us is on our part." No. The question I ask is this. What would cause a particular group to forbid or feel that another particular group is not being upheld. Is not holding to doctrine. Now, what could be the causes of division? What could cause a division, y'all? Let's in the chat room. What could you think? What do you think? Remember, we're brainstorming with you guys. What do you think can cause people to have a divide? Now, look at this. I wrote some points that I feel can cause people or particular groups to actually live out this, to actually be like the disciples here. You know what I'm saying? Who knows what this man walked through? He probably got mad at the disciples. Saying, man, these dudes, man. And who knows if that guy there, the one that they forbade, ended up getting full of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost and then began to open up a church in his home and all that stuff. Who knows what that could have led? And say, you know what? I'm not feeling the disciples. I'm going to do my own thing for Christ. That's what this, what the disciples did could have caused. It doesn't say that. We're speculating. I'm not saying that it happened. But come on. Most denominations are started for those same reasons. Now, why does this happen? Why does this happen? What could be the causes of division? Now, remember, y'all, which I thought I was going to talk about today and bashing. No, we're not bashing. We're going to talk about it. Now, here's a point that I feel. You guys can share your thoughts. See what I'm saying? I feel sometimes we suffer from exclusivity. Exclusivity. Like when I say, oh, we're going to listen to this live exclusive, which means we're the only ones that got it and we're going to play it. Now, sometimes I believe we tend to have an exclusive mentality. We believe that our view of scripture is exclusive, particular to us, and therefore the rest are wrong. That's one reason. I'm not saying. Others in the chat room are saying, fear can be a cause of what the disciples we saw here in scripture, or why there could be an elephant in the room between Calvinists and Pentecostals, or vice versa. Fear. Here's another reason somebody in the chat room on HollaFestRadio.tv said is confusion. Awesome. 100% agree with you with that. See what I'm saying? Keep bringing them, y'all. We got so far exclusivity. I don't even know if that's a word. It just sounds like a word. Meaning, we feel that our particular view is exclusive to us. Therefore, since it's to us, the rest outside of us is wrong. That's what the disciples here felt. Pride. Lamar in the chat room in thesop.com says pride. Very good. Very good. So we got pride, exclusivity, fear, confusion. Gifted the Apostle in HollaFestRadio.tv says it could be submission. Having a hard time submitting. You know, we're brainstorming at what could be the causes. Now, I wrote 2 points. I didn't write a lot because I don't want to be the one just preaching to at you. See what I'm saying? This is a dialogue. Lamar said pride of, I believe, Native Vermonter in HollaFestRadio.tv said fear, confusion. You know, Gifted the Apostle said submission. Rich says they believe the opposite things. Right? Just believe, you know, now, my point is exclusivity. The second one is this. Look at this. Personal experience. That right there, I wish my Pentecostal people would be balanced in. Unfortunately, on our end, I have to admit, experience seems to be predominant reason for doing something rather than scripture. And let's just be real. Not all of us, but let's just call a spade a spade. Pentecostals are very into the personal experience aspect of it, which we do not negate. I'm Pentecostal. I don't negate that. I had a personal born-again experience with Christ. Jesus came in my cell. I had a vision from Christ. He said, follow me, like Matthew, and I repented of my sins. It's a whole long story. I did that in jail. So, but look at this. Another cause for division is we become exclusive because of our personal experience. Let me give you an example. If I was saved in a Pentecostal church, then obviously Pentecostalism is going to be my exclusivity, because that's where I had my real born-again experience. And that's what I'm going to have an emotional attachment to because, listen, because that's why I got saved. See what I'm saying? And the scripture is clear. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's older, he will not depart from it. It goes the same way with denominations. If you first experience with Christ is under Calvinism, a Reformed Baptist church, for the most part, your frame of thinking is, and your personal experience is going to be emotionally attached to Reformed, you know, Baptist church and Reformed theology. And there's nothing wrong with that per se. Come on, y'all. So personal experience sometimes causes us. Let me give you an example. I'm a pastor of a church, y'all. Oh, this is getting good. I agree with Lamar, man. People need to hear this. But guess what? I'm podcasting it. Woo! Don't worry, Lamar. We're going to podcast this thing. It's going to be on and popping. Yeah, part one. To show you that I wasn't trying to start trouble, I originally was going to put Calvinists versus Pentecostals. But I said, you know what? That's not counterproductive. That's starting trouble. We don't do that, Hollerfest Radio. We have an honest dialogue. Honest dialogue. So, for the why would the disciples, listen, why would the disciples stop that man? Because they had a personal experience with the Lord, and they felt exclusive, y'all. Like, what? Man, if you really love the Lord, then you're going to have to be in this group, or if not, I'm sorry. We're going to have to stop you. Now, in 2009, such is not the case, but it's done subtly. Subtle. Woo, come on. Now, somebody in the chat room, Rich, says, what about losing credibility, the disciples? Now, I don't feel that the disciples lost credibility because, remember, the church hadn't been born yet. They were still with Christ. You see what I'm saying? And we know Peter cut people's ears off. You know, they fought amongst themselves. You and I read those stories, but the people didn't know those stories. You see? You and I read that the disciples fought each other to who be first, all that stuff. That was amongst themselves. We read it. The people didn't know, so they couldn't possibly lose credibility. Now, if it would have happened later, then the possibility to lose credibility is open because others are like, yo, what's going on with you dudes? Peter almost lost credibility with Paul because Paul had to rebuke him. But even with that, he didn't lose his credibility because they came to the agreement, Paul, you stay with the Gentiles. Peter, I stay with the Jews. You see what I'm saying? But I understand what you're saying. It could lose credibility. Now, these are the disciples. What about you and I? This is, you know what I'm saying? This is powerful, y'all. This is powerful, y'all. Now, the reasons for, you know what I'm saying, for some causes for division is simple. It's very simple. Pride, we know that. And pride had to do with the fact of not submitting. Gifted the apostle said in the chat room, in HollerFestRadio.tv. Who else? We have fear, confusion, fear of, you know, you take our shine. Woo, that's powerful right there. Fear, Native Vermonter. What do you mean about fear? Now I'm gonna ask you a question. I know you're in the chat room. What do you mean? You said fear. Fear of what? I'm gonna read on the air what you say. See what I'm saying? So, what do you fear? What do you mean when that fear could have been a possibility to cause division? Fear of what? Fear of what, Native? I'm gonna give you a few seconds. We want those of you that are listening to continue to write your thoughts in the chat room. A little bit later, I'm gonna scroll back and I'm gonna read some of your comments, and then we're gonna continue because we're gonna go into 1 Corinthians right after this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Gonna go into 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Okay, Native Vermont in the chat room at HollerFestRadio.tv says, we tend to be fearful of what we don't understand. Awesome. I'm feeling you, man. That's very good right there. See, we have it online. Now get this. Native Vermont, if I'm not mistaken, is a Reformed Baptist, and he's up in HollerFest Radio listening to us. Faithful listener. Me and him have learned to agree to disagree, but not be disagreeable and love each other. Matter of fact, he's supposed to come to New York and come to my house and come to my church and maybe preach in my church. Uh-oh. Oh yeah, baby. Okay, turn with me now to with that being said, the causes of division. Let's go to the Corinthian church now, y'all. Woo! Let's go to the Corinthian church, y'all. Let's go to the Corinthian church. Oh yeah, this is good. 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 Turn with me, y'all. Turn with me, y'all, to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. All right, man. If those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to the sounds of Holla Fest Radio. This is your boy, man, Pastor Alex Pagani, a.k.a. Preach That Fire.
Fire.
Ow. 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 Oh, yeah, man. We are chopping it up, man, with the faithful listeners of Holla Fest Radio and some of the new listeners. We are simultaneously broadcasting on three websites. On our website, hollafestradio.tv, thesouth.com, and live stream. Oh, yeah. The topic is Calvinism and Pentecostalism. Is there an elephant in the room? And if you just tuning in, man, you missed an awesome dialogue. We've been, this is powerful. It's powerful. Powerful. And you know what's happening right now? God is breaking stereotypes of what many of you used to think about me. Because I know many of you was like, I'm feeling Pastor Pagani, my man. He could be a little bit wild. Right now, you're saying, you know what? I'm really feeling this cat right here. See what I'm saying? Love you guys, man. Love you guys. Just having fun. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Now remember, y'all, we're not going to name drop. We're not name dropping. So if you're looking for that, I'm sorry. We're not going to make any particular references to certain songs, because then that we know who they're from and who it leads to. Nope. But I know for a fact that it does exist. Because it does. And you and I both know it. You and I both know that there is an elephant in the room. Now, we're going to try to get that elephant out. We're going to try to get that elephant out. Straight up. You know, which I thought, oh, this dude's a troublemaker. I know my Bible, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Ow! 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 Just thought I'd wake you up with that. All right, like, listen, check this out. Now, look at this. Look at this. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit. Because you know what? You know why I feel the Holy Spirit? Because I know that this is a very much needed topic that we need to continue to build on. Man, I'm hype. I'm hype. I'm hype. All right, now look at this. Look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter. You know what I'm saying? First Corinthians chapter 1. Okay. The question has been asked. Define Calvinism and define Pentecostalism. Okay, let's do that. You're right. Good thought, Kareem. Good thought, Kareem. You're right. Okay, let me go into Pentecostalism. Pentecostalism per se. Pentecostalism is a renewal movement of what is considered the dispensation of the moving of the Holy Spirit through what is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit that was given to the disciples on the day of Pentecost, right? It was founded or reinstituted, as we could say. I don't even want to use those words. Through a man named William Seymour, who was an African-American. We understand that. He was an avid Bible student to the likes of, if I'm not mistaken, Charles Parham. Because of the segregation between blacks and whites at that time, he was a student that used to sit outside the room. His teacher gave a assignment to his class concerning Acts chapter 2. The assignment was, read Acts chapter 2. Next week, come back and tell me what you found on it. Within that week, as they came back, there was reports that some of his students had received the infilling of the Holy Spirit as evidenced and stated in the book of Acts chapter 2 with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. If I'm not mistaken, the first person to be baptized was a lady named Agnes. Don't quote me on that. It's going based on what I remember from Bible school. It's been a while, y'all. William Seymour was a pastor of a church that was not growing at that time. In his frustration, when he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, being a student also of Charles Parham, took that same experience to his local church and preached it to his local church, in which he was kicked out. He was kicked out of his local church. In his quest to continue to seek this experience, he traveled back to, by train to California. Back to California, and a Bible study was formed in a home of Bonnie Bray, in a local home on Azusa Street. See, you see what I'm saying? And from there, we understand as the Azusa Street Revival, which expanded to all over the globe. People came in from different parts of the world to receive this infilling of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. At that time, speaking in other tongues was only limited to a particular group of the Holiness Church. And it was very, very frowned upon. The Holiness Church ended up branching out, getting this experience that ended up becoming the Azusa Street Revival. And then from there, we understand that Church of God in Christ, Assemblies of God, Church of God, which the denomination I'm from, was all birthed out through that experience, which they believe gave them an empowerment for evangelism. That was the goal. The empowerment to evangelize. The evidence of that was speaking in other tongues. Now, Calvinism, from what I understand, you guys feel free, you know what I'm saying, to share your thoughts about Calvinism. Calvinism was instituted by a man named John Calvin in the 1500s in France. Okay, with that being said, he was a contemporary to Martin Luther, who began the Protestant Reformation. His interpretation in view of Scripture was more of a literal sense in the area of certain areas of the Word of God concerning five major areas. Now, these five major areas did not compose the whole belief of Calvinism, but it's pretty much the driving force. What I understand is based on two views. Arminianism, you can feel free to help me because the words has been a while, and Calvinism. Calvinism believes that because man is completely, utterly unregenerate, lost without Christ, man neither has the ability nor the willpower to choose God. And I feel you on that, because Romans chapter 3 says that man does not seek God. And Romans chapter 8 say, we are enmity towards God. Neither can indeed be subject to the law of God. Understand that. So because it is impossible for us to choose Christ, as Arminianism teaches that God foresees the future of those who will choose him, but we make the choosing, they feel that it's a sovereign act of God through his omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence. It's all what God is, all God's choosing by divine election. So it's compromised of five major views, and there's a link in the chat room in thesouth.com that talks about it. See what I'm saying? And I feel you on that. I feel you on that. Now, I'm preaching. You don't think this Pentecostal knows what's up? I know what's up, y'all. Let me brush my shoulders off. Just kidding, man. No pride, no pride. It's all Jesus. I did my homework, y'all. I do my homework. I love studying the Word of God. Now, with that being said, Calvinism, basic theology is, it's all God. Starts with God, ends with God, point blank. Man is totally eliminated from the picture. And there's five major views that's been separated into categories concerning this topic. It's called TULIP, which is total depravity, right? You guys help me out with the U. Help me out with the U. It's been a while. Hold on a second. I want you guys to, those of you that know the 5 points, please write them in the chat room. It's been a while. But it's total depravity, which believes that man is totally depraved, incapable. Unconditional election. Thank you. My man Richie. Richie Righteous? Yo, Rich, that's you? I know that ain't you, bro. Limited Atonement. Limited Atonement. Irresistible Grace. I know that one. Woo! Irresistible Grace. Santo, I feel the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Irresistible Grace. And the last one, Perseverance of the Saints. So, it does not mean the sum total of Calvinism, but it's pretty much the driving force. Just as the full gospel experience, let me show you something. The full gospel experience is not the sum total of Pentecostalism. Tongues and the whole rabababa stuff. And you know, I'm Pentecostal and I poke fun at my own. And I love my own as I speak in tongues. And if I get hype here preaching, you're going to have to handle it. Those of you that are having this Bible study with me. You know what I'm saying? But it's not the sum total of Pentecostalism. I'm sorry. But it's a driving force. It's a driving force. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Us Pentecostals, you know the deal when it comes to being full gospel. We believe that canon is closed. There's no more written word of God for us to follow. But the moving of the Holy Spirit is upon those who have a sincere heart for God. And I always use this experience. God, there's nowhere in scripture, open Hollerfest radio. It's not. But God moves on my heart. He does so through the moving of the Holy Spirit. Should he choose to confirm it through one who has the gift of prophecy and to tell me God says. But that alone is debatable with many, you know, because many prophesy and they really prophesy. But that's another topic. So that's basically those are the two views. They are not the sum total of both views. Let's just be real. They're not the sum total of both views. Those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to the sounds of Hollerfest Radio. This is your boy, man, Pastor Alex Pagani, a.k.a. Preach That Fire. We are discussing Calvinism and Pentecostalism. We've been chopping it up since 8 o'clock. This has been very, very good. We are live right now on thesouth.com, hollerfestradio.tv, and live stream. Three locations simultaneously broadcasting. We are chopping it up. We're having, man, total dialogue. This has been good. We are also recording this. If you missed the first part of it, it was bananas. It was sick. The first part of this topic. This is the first part of a series. We're not going to finish this today. We're going to finish in 10 minutes, actually. And then we're going to pick this up later on. So those are the two views of Calvinism and Pentecostalism. Now, remember what I told you. Let's get into 1 Corinthians. Let's get into 1 Corinthians really fast. Those of you that just jumped in, we was in Mark chapter 9. Nothing new. Calvinism and Pentecostalism. Is there an elephant in the room? Yes, there is. Why? We talked about it earlier. You need to catch the podcast. But with that being said, a key scripture is when the disciples forbade the other disciple because he followed not after us. And then Jesus said, don't forbid him. Whoever's not against me is for me. See what I'm saying? But look at this. Now look at 1 Corinthians. We're going to close with 1 Corinthians and we're going to end it here. And we're going to pick this up. Oh, this is good, y'all. This is good. This is good. This is good. Now, those of you that just tune in, this topic is not for controversy. This topic is not to start trouble. This is not to name drop. We're not going to talk about no tracks. We're going to talk about the views. All right. Yeah. Now, look at verse 10. I see some of your questions in the chat room. I'm going to get to your questions before we get off the air. Let me read this scripture. Look what the Apostle Paul says. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. But I urge you. Let me lower the music a little bit. Hear that beat right there? It's fire right there. Look what it says. Yo, Richie, you need to get at me, man. You need to get at me by phone. I sent you an email. I just want to catch you before you bounce, man. See, we set up that interview, man. I already got you on the website on hollerfestradio.tv, but hit me up so we could do that. Check your email. Richie Righteous is up in the chat room, y'all. Those of you that are on thesouth.com, those of you that are on my website, Richie Righteous is up in the chat room on thesouth.com and a bunch of others are over there. Now, look at this. But I urge you. Now, I'm reading from the Amplified version of the text. So, look what it says. Matter of fact, let me do King James. That way you guys will feel at peace, you King KJV lovers. I'm an Amplified lover. I love the Amplified version, but let's use King James because some of you get into, no, the King James is the original from the Textus Receptus, from the original autographs of the disciples. Think I don't know about the Textus Receptus. I know y'all. You fake church gangster. Just kidding, y'all. Just kidding. Having fun. Now, I beseech you, brethren, verse 10, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Calvinists that are listening to me, those in Reform theology, those that are in Pentecostalism, listen to me. Listen to me, y'all. Listen to me. Look what the Apostle Paul said. Now, I beseech you. Now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to add Calvinists. And, matter of fact, let's put Pentecostal, so I don't think I'm using that. Why you got to use Calvinists first? I beseech you, Pentecostals and Calvinists, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you. Oh, God. I don't know about you. I'm feeling that. Woo! Now, it doesn't say Pentecostals and Calvinists, but come on, y'all. Come on. Let's add. I beseech you. Who's you? Us. I beseech you by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, listen, and in the same judgment. Woo! Now look at the next verse. Here's where I'm going to speak the truth and shame the devil. Oh, yeah. My God. Let me lower the music. Let me lower the music. Let me lower the music. Because then I'm going to go back and read your questions up in the chat room, and we're going to close. Because we out of here at, oh my God, we got a few minutes left. Check this out. Look what it says. Verse 11. For it has been declared unto me of you, Pentecostals and Calvinists, my brethren. Look at how he calls us brethren. Powerful. That's very important that he says brethren. Because there's some that might feel the other side are not brethren, but false brethren. Keep that in mind. But look what he says. Now, we understand he's speaking to the Corinthian church. Come on. We understand that. Come on. But let's take the truth of the text and let's engraft it into our daily living. All right. Is there an elephant in the room? Oh, yeah. There's an elephant in the room and it stinks. Can't you smell it? I smell it. Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, look what it says. Look what it says. It has been declared to me by them who are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Wow. Now look at this. James chapter 4 verse 1 says, Where there's bitter envy and strife among you, there's contention. Meaning contention is the end result of bitter envy and strife. Let's establish that. Read it in your own Bible. James chapter 4 verse 1. It talks about why are there fightings among you? And why are there schisms among you? Is it because you, why is there strife and envy among you? It talks about that contention is the fruit, the end result of bitter envy and strife in your hearts. So look what it says. I've been declared to me from the house of Chloe that there are contentions among you. Now look at this. Look at this. Now remember, this is in correlation to Mark chapter 9 that we talked about where the disciples said, they followed not us. They followed not us. So we forbade them. Remember the text? And then Jesus said, why did you forbade them? Who's not against us is for us. Now check this out. Check this out. Now listen to this. Listen to this. All right? Now look at this. That there are contentions among you. Now we already talked about for what reason there could be some contentions. Now we understand, those of you that want to know why would there be reasons for us to divide? I'm not going to go into that again because we talked about it. Get the podcast. It's going to be up on iTunes by tomorrow and see what we established already because, you know, we talked about it. Now look at this. Look what it says in verse 12. Now keep this in mind of what we're talking about today. Now this I say, look at this. Look at this. Now look at what he's saying. He's saying that The contention was so strong at the house of Chloe even noticed it. If you're sitting here and telling me that the holy hip hop community is not noticing that there is a little schism between both denominations, then you're just being you're being overly positive because it's noticeable. Straight up. It's noticeable, y'all. Because even in this tent, though they tried to hide the elephant, the house of Chloe said, Paul, listen, I'm going to tell you, man, they love the Lord, man, but there's some stuff going on over there. There's some stuff going on over there. And then when Paul said, well, what is the stuff? What are you talking about that's contentious? Look at the contention. Look at the contention. Ooh, I feel like speaking in tongues right now. And because there's no interpretation right now, I'm gonna be nice. But if there was all Pentecostals listening to me, whoa! You know what I would have been doing. Just having fun. Having fun. Look at verse 12. Every one of you says, the contention was based upon this. We're going to read these scriptures and then we're going to pick this up on another podcast, part two. Look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. Every one of you say, I am of Paul. Woo! And I of Apollos. And I of Cephas. And look, somebody even said, I'm of Christ. I ain't even feeling none of y'all. I'm doing my own thing. I'm following Jesus. Woo, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. Is Christ divided? Listen to me, y'all. Those of you in the holy hip-hop community, whatever denominational preference that you adhere to, is Christ divided? Ask yourself, is Christ divided? Not are we divided, is Christ divided? Oh my God. We're going to read the scripture. We're going to end it. This is good, man. This is good. Now listen to this. Look at this. Paul said, the contention was based on, I'm of Apollos. I'm of Paul. He's wrote 14 books of the New Testament. I'm following that dude. He's my hero. Because he's apostle to the Gentiles and I'm a Gentile. And he came all the way to Asia Minor to preach to me. So therefore my emotional attachment is to Paul because he wrote 14 books of the New Testament. So my God, we got to listen to him. I'm following him. And then the other said, I'm of Apollos. And we understand that Apollos was a doctor, was skilled in the Old Testament. I'm following him. And then those said, and then those who were with Christ from the beginning said, well, I ain't feeling, Paul's a new cat. And Apollos, I don't know about him. He converted under Paul. I mean, he converted under Peter. You know what? I'm gonna follow Peter because Peter was there from the beginning. And then others said, you know what? I ain't following none of you. I'm following Christ. And then look at what Paul said. Oh, this is powerful. Paul said, is Christ divided? Listen to me, holy hip hop community. Is Christ divided in what we're doing? Is other holy hip hop radio stations better than Hollerfest Radio? Or is Hollerfest Radio better than other radio station? The answer is no. The answer is no. Christ is not divided. But let's finish reading the text and then we'll close. Is Christ divided? You know why? It's not like that because William Seymour was not crucified for me. Oh, I'm getting Pentecostal. You see my voice is going up. Was Paul crucified for you? Woo! You know what I'm saying? Look at what he's saying. Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Was I baptized in the name of William Seymour, who was the forefront pioneer of the Pentecostal movement in 1906? Or was John Calvin in the 1500s crucified for you? Man, don't get me started. Now look at this. And then Paul said, I thank God I ain't baptized none of you except for so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so, lest they should say, I had baptized in my own name. Look at this. Let's read it again. We'll close. For it has been declared for me by the house of Chloe that there are contentions among you. Look at this. The contention was based on groups of people in the Christian church were adhering to certain pioneers of the faith at that time. Every one of you says, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? I'm going to end you part one. We're going to close part one. We're going to pick this up on the next program. We're going to pick this up on the next program, part two. It's not going to be next week. Or maybe I'll do it next week, because this is getting good. Let's see, because I'm supposed to have an interview next week. I haven't actually set it up yet. I'm intending to, but let's see what we do. So I ask you this question. This is part one. You know what I'm saying? This is part one. Is Christ divided? Pentecostals, if you're listening to me, were you baptized in the name of William Seymour? Calvinists, are you listening to me? Was John Calvin crucified for you? We know the answer is no. So why should there be an elephant in the room and why should there be contention? Think about that. We're going to pick this up. Ah! Feeling that, baby. Alright, man, you listen to the sounds of Holla Fest Radio. What I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna get into this next track. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go back to some of your questions in the chat room. See, we chop it up, and then we're gonna close this program because it's getting good. Alright, we'll be right back, man. Let's see what I play here. I don't even know what I'm gonna play. I got a thousand songs here. Alright, man. Let's see. Because my man Rich is up in the chat room. Richie Rice is up in the chat room. We're going to see if we play my man, Rich. We'll get this next track. It's called Who You Represent. We'll be right back, y'all. Holla Fest Radio. Don't go nowhere, y'all. I'm going to read the questions up in the chat room. Some of your thoughts. Read it on the air. And we're going to pick this up. We'll be right back. Holla Fest Radio.
Who you represent? 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 We represent. You gotta keep a close eye on the people that you move with.
Listen, y'all, everybody, we don't represent William Seymour, baby. We don't represent John Calvin. We represent Jesus Christ. He is the head of this church. You heard? We represent God.
You can be born again sometimes. I really wonder if this world is listening, cause we are not the same. I am a Christian. I read the Bible. Christ is what I'm into. It should show if he has a relationship with you. Take up your cross, deny yourself and follow me. If you are a man of God, you cannot watch pornography. You can't fornicate, so throw away the condoms. I don't care how much honey say she wants them. Even when they not looking, rep him to the core. Rep him in the public eyes and behind closed doors. Who you represent? 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 It could be represent. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to start a riot, but I do believe the church has been too quiet. While the world is busy marching, legalizing everything, but what they really want to legalize is sin. Same-sex marriages, let me just testify. When you legalize that, then here comes the pedophile and the polygamist and the one who weed smoke. Next you know, you gon' have to legalize real coke. Induced birth abortion, you are anti-life. This is a lawless society who's anti-Christ. God hates racism and he hates to see injustice. The question that I'm asking is, where are the churches? They keep telling me learn to tolerate, but when I say what I believe, then they tell me that it's hate. But I love all sinners and I don't discriminate, but when it comes to sin, I refuse to participate. Who you represent? 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 We represent. Now come into my classroom, grab a chair, please sit. A lot of things we think is cool, God ain't really pleased with. You think you get away with it, cause it's done in secret. But you fool yourself, because he always sees it. I've been bought with a price, and yes, I am loving it. God so loved the world, that his only son hung for it. On a cross, now I am under his government. The rainbow's not a sign of gay pride, but of a covenant. This is not a hate speech, this is just a warning. What you call a lifestyle, God already calls
racing. This world is impatient, they're constantly racing. I switched up my style to bring it to your generation. Who needs salvation? You are so underway.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. And he New York, New York City. City.
You built up a great
stand up. You're
a to tell me who's your designer.
Who you represent?
God.
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 Who you represent?
All right, y'all. Anyway, y'all, listen, my sister Shorty Blaze is up in the building.
Hello to everyone out there, especially on the south.com.
Yeah, sister Shorty Blaze was overseeing the chat room on HollaFestRadio.tv. Listen, we got a couple of questions that was thrown up in the chat room. The first question was, presented to me. Priest at Fire, is this a reach versus the industry question? Remember, y'all, listen to me, y'all. I really didn't want to name drop. I didn't want to particularly use any particular group by name. So you know what? The truth of the matter is, the answer is no, it's not. No, it's not. Reach Records, they do what they do because they love the Lord. We all know that. We all see that. And they're being faithful to what has been taught to them. So the answer is, this is not a Reach Records versus the industry. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. It's not. They love the Lord, and we're all part of the body of Christ. And you know we play their music here on HollaFest Radio. It's all gravy. It's all gravy. Keep your questions coming, y'all. Keep your questions coming, man. Let's see what else. Sister Shorty Blaze, you still there?
I'm here.
Let's see what else. Okay, the question has been asked. How do you think the problem will be solved? I actually do have the answer. But being that this is the first part of a series of, of this particular topic that we're going to be addressing, I was not able to get to the actual answer because the scripture does provide us an answer. Come on, there has to be an answer in the Word of God that talks to us about removing any schism, division that might be infiltrating or, brewing under the surface in the body of Christ. So you need to keep staying tuned to HollaFest Radio. We're going to continue this topic. So the answer to that question of, is this a reach versus industry? No, it's not. And I would appreciate if everybody maybe would get that out of their head, because this is not the case. And it's not vice versa. It's not those of us that are holy hip hop, that are Pentecostal, that do their thing, that it's neither. It's about Christ. Sister Sonny Blaze is about Jesus.
Yes, it is.
It's about Him. It's completely about Him. Read. I'm going to leave you guys with homework. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the first from 1 to 10. That's where I was headed, but to refresh your mind, we were looking at Mark chapter 9, verse 38 was the opening text, and then we got into 1 Corinthians as you guys were with us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So read that in your own time. Remember, scripture is the final authority for all faith and conduct, y'all.
Yep.
Scripture is the final authority for all faith and conduct. Listen, y'all, we got to get up out of here.
Yeah.
The thing is we having fun. We having fun, but man, we don't want to OD. We don't want to OD and go over.
Weren't we supposed to go to that reggaeton concert?
We were supposed to go to a reggaeton concert up the block, which I know ain't finished yet.
No, I'm sure it's not.
So me and Sister Sully Blaze, man, we gotta make a trip up out there in the United Palace, because we need some new reggaeton. Listen, y'all, you know the deal. You know how it is. All right, man, you're listening to the sounds of HollaFest Radio, man. Shout out to everybody that was up in the chat room. On the south.com. Shout out to Z. Richie Righteous up in there. DJ Jesus Beats. Listen, y'all. I need a favor from you guys. Everybody that's listening to me and you have an account on the south.com. If you were blessed by today's show, if you respect today's show, please leave a comment in the comment section on the bottom of this page. in the south.com. I really need you guys to leave us a comment here on the south.com. This encourages us to let us know that that what we're doing here is a blessing. That what we're doing here is a blessing. So what we need you guys to do is just go to the bottom of the screen. Don't log out your account yet on thesouth.com and leave a comment. Just say, "Preach That Fire was blessed by the show. I'm out." And that's it. If you want to get further into it, get into it. If you want to leave a question there and we can address it in the next class, in the next time we get into this,
in the next class,
which more than likely is going to probably be next week. I really wanted to interview DJ Wado next week because he's supposed to give me an interview. I wanted to do that, but I think we should just keep the momentum going of this topic. But leave us a comment. You know what I'm saying? In the room. Now, remember, y'all, this is not to be controversial.
Mm-hmm.
This is not to bash. I'm not name dropping. You're never going to hear me say a name. I'm not even going to say a track. I'm not going to do that. Because Christ is not divided. And the Bible says, let each be persuaded in their own mind. Sister Shorty Blaze, let each be persuaded in their own mind. But it also says, let everything we do be for the edification of the church. And then it also says, let your conversation be seasoned with salt that it may minister grace to the hearers. And the Bible also says in Ephesians chapter 4, do those things which make for peace. But, Sister Shorty Blaze, with that being said, that does not mean we can't talk about it. Because that's just as counterproductive in the body of Christ to just say, I don't want to get into that because it's going to cause controversy. Why would it cause controversy?
Well, Even when you were trying not to be controversial,
it got taken like that.
Yeah, there was someone in the chat room that was saying that you can't walk together.
Woo!
You can't walk together if you don't agree, and actually he was very upset about it.
This is today, y'all, in our website. Remember, we are on three different websites. We are on thesouth.com. We are on hollafestradio.tv. We get off the air here in a few minutes, but hollafestradio.tv is 24 hours. The music keeps playing.
I was actually screening everyone that walked in because of the mobile thing, and everyone, he gave me a hard time to answer me, and all I was saying was welcome. Because I wanted to see if they were from Mogulis. And he got in the chat room and was upset. Very upset. He was saying that we can't. We cannot walk together because we don't agree.
And you know what? He's entitled to have that belief.
He is.
That's his choice.
But he was very, very aggressive.
But I know what the Bible says. Christ is not divided.
Mm-hmm.
We were not baptized in the name of William Seymour. And neither was John Calvin crucified for us. I'm sorry, y'all. If you don't like what I said... I don't know what to tell you, man, because the truth is, it's Christ. Christ is the central focus for all faith and all conduct for us and the Word of God. Now, we can have denominational preference, and that's all gravy. Next week we're going to do, that beat is fire right there. You feel that?
Yeah.
You hear that, y'all? You feel that right there? I'm sorry, y'all. I can't hear that beat and not say something. Ooh. Listen, man, we are out of here in 5 minutes. Yes, we are out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to those of you that are faithful listeners to Holla Fest Radio. Listen, this podcast will be put up tomorrow. I'm going to send it to thesouth.com. Be on the lookout for it this week, but you can check us out on our iTunes account, Holla Fest Radio. Tomorrow is just going to say Calvinists and Pentecostalism Part 1, a panel. And we really had a good time.
Yes,
man, seriously. We had a good time. And you know what I told the listeners? It restructured a lot of their mentality about Preach That Fire. Because I know many were like, oh, he's a troublemaker. He be acting up. No. I love Jesus, man. I love Jesus. I love truth. I love the truth of the Word of God. And I'm not, I don't defend Pentecostalism, but I'm Pentecostal to the bone. You know how that go. You hear me? You fake church gangster. Here we go. Holla Fest Radio. Holla Fest Radio. Holla Fest Radio. Holla Fest. Here we go. One. 2, 3, 4. Ow! Holla Fest Radio. Holla Fest Radio. Holla Fest Radio.
Holla Fest Radio.
Here we go on Holla Fest Radio, y'all.
Holla Fest Radio.
Holla Fest Radio.
Holla Fest Radio.
Bring it back. Here we go. Here we go now. Come on, y'all. Holla Fest Radio.
Radio,
Holla Fest Radio, Holla Fest Radio, Holla Fest. 1, We are live on the air. Oh, radio, Holla Fest Radio, Holla Fest Radio. Here we go, sir. Preach that fire and sister show the place. Holla Fest Radio, Holla Fest Radio, Holla Fest Radio. Bring it back. Woo! Here we go. Here we go. 1, 3, 4, 5. I love hip hop, baby. Radio, Holla Fest Radio, Holla Fest Radio. Here we go. Preach that fire, sister shorty. Blaze Holla Fest Radio, Holla Fest Radio, Holla Fest Radio. Here we go. 24 hours live. We do this.
Holla Fest Radio,
Holla Fest Radio, Holla Fest Radio. Come on, y'all. Here we go right now. It's all about him.
Holla Fest Radio,
Holla Fest Radio,
Holla Fest Radio.
Here we go. Slow it down. Slow it down. Slow it down. Slow it down. About Jesus, y'all. John Calvin, no. William Seymour, no more. About Jesus, yes. About Jesus, yes. All about him, y'all. All about him. Jesus, Lord. He's Lord, baby. He's God. He's Lord, baby. He's God. Hey, bring him back one more time. Here we go. Holla Fest Radio. Holla Fest Radio. Holla Fest Radio. We're out of here, y'all. Here we go now. We're out of here.
Holla Fest Radio. Holla Fest Radio.
Out of here.
Holla
out of here. Woo! I can't freestyle. About to get hype, y'all. Get hype, y'all. New York City, baby. Latin's in the house. Harlem. 1, 2, 3. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Here we go. Holy Ghost. Fire. Holy Ghost. Fire. Here we go. Speaking tongues, y'all. Running up and down the church. Break oil. Throw it on everybody. It messes up their suits out. Everybody. You go walk away and you be mad, y'all. You walk away and you be mad, y'all. And say, I preach that fire through all of my suit. Preach that fire through all of my suit. I'm Pentecostal, y'all. You know how it is. I'm Pentecostal, y'all. And I handle my biz. I preach that fire. I spit that fire. 1, 2, 3. Bring it back one time. I'm having fun, y'all, man.
I still want to know how you're going to throw oil from here and make it land on everybody. Please explain that to me because I couldn't understand it last week and I can't understand it this week.
Because you
a fake church gangster.
Oh, I'm not a fake church gangster. I'm not.
You know what?
I'm not a fake church
gangster. No, you're just hating on my
Crambo. No.
You're hating on Crambo.
You know what?
Uncle Pico.
You know how I could do that? Because I'm cool like that.
Oh,
but
boy.
I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool like that.
I can't get out of here unless I can't get out of here,
no,
y'all.
You didn't.
Unless I play my wife's song. Those of you that know the chat room,
yeah,
on HollaFestRadio.tv.
If
you don't know about Crambo, on
Uncle Fest, Pico,
on HollaFest Radio,
in the building.
Yo, I've never seen a person so hype for this song right here.
Whoa! Frog when he did ride Crambo. Frog when he did ride Crambo. Frog when he did ride a sword and a revolver by his side Crambo.
Alright, y'all, listen, man.
Go, Uncle Pico.
Alright. Man, that is not hip-hop. Anyway, listen, we're out of here, y'all. We're out of here.
It's hip-hop to me, I keep telling you.
All right. That's enough for that. Silence! Silence, I have spoken.
Oh, no. No, you didn't.
I have spoken!
Again, you're going to sleep in the living room on the sofa.
I don't know.
You better shh before I shh you.
You're going to shush me?
I am going to shush you.
Yeah? You really think that you're going to shush me?
It's no hassle. But they're going to get away. Knock, knock. Who's there? Look, let me tell you a little story about a man named Even before you start, that was a preemptive shh. Just know I have a whole bag of shh with your name on it.
All right, y'all, we are out of here. We love you guys. Next week, part two, Calvinism, Pentecostalism. Pentecostalism, Calvinism. Is there an elephant in the room? Oh, yeah, you best to believe it, there's one. But before we finish this topic, we're going to see if we get that the elephant up in Skippy and out of here. You know what I'm saying? We're out of here, you fake church gangsters!